code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Wharton. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 6th of March 2012, and we're live on RBN. Most of you know that generally I start off the talk by mentioning the books and so on, the disc to buy at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, but tonight we have a problem too to sort out, because there are very few talk radio shows left, real talk radio shows, where you can get below the tennis net, you might say, and start exchanging real information as opposed to the political correct stuff that keeps you out of trouble. And there are very few stations left. And over the years, I've watched so many come and go, even from the days of shortwave radio, where that was the big thing, shortwave radio. It was the only way you could get what they called patriotic news at that time, or alternative news at that time. And that, even then, the shortwave, too, travels across the whole world, so lots of people listened in from all different countries, and then in came the internet, and people thought, well, that's the days the shortwave gone, but it's not really. Might have to go back to those eventually, who knows, because they're really tightening up on the internet, and I know that personally from the attacks I get on my own computer here. So tonight, as I say, is a pledge drive for RBN, and they have to get some cash in to keep the ball rolling here. And I understand, even from my end here, how much it costs just to replace the equipment here, which does get burned out very quickly, especially when you're getting hacked half the time. And that does literally happen. And because you're saying things, you see, that they don't like you saying. You're reaching a big audience. And the bigger the audience you get, the more folk who are responding to it. And believe you me, all these universities have got contracts to, and they get all your emails, and they know what you're chattering about. They know what shows you're listening to, all that kind of thing. They know who's having the impact. And you can always generally trace it back to talk radio. And there are very few stations out there that actually do this anymore. As I say, the shortwave is almost out of the picture because it's catering primarily to the old Christian way of dealing with things, and which is really taking a nosedive into almost Buddhism, because they don't want to be involved in anything. And we also have the government joining the real evangelical Christian types with Israel, so you don't know which country you belong to anymore. And as I say, there's very little real talk radio out there where your own interests are at stake here, your own country, for instance, where it's going, why it's going the way in this direction, and not just your own country in the U.S., but Canada. I get email from all over Australia, everywhere across the planet, even China, in fact, people who are working in China have come from the West to work, email me to Japan. And again, you can always thank stations like RBN for doing so, because it reaches a lot of people across the planet. So RBN, as I say, is doing a pledge drive, and they need a bundle of cash quick to keep this whole project going, because I'm sure they've got their own hassles too, and maybe even legalities, because, as I say, it's getting to the point now, you've got to be very careful what you say and how you word things, because the big boys aren't messing around anymore. They really are not messing around. In fact, you've got the old firewalls like I use. You can actually see who's hitting you every day, and you won't meet and all these different U.S. establishments, military establishments, whacking away your computer, trying to get in there. So it's much worse now, because they've been given the go-ahead to directly hack computers. They've been doing it for about a year and a half now, and they can fry your hard drive. They can screw up every program you've got so darn quickly. And at other times, too, I can't even get sites pulled up anymore, because they're verboten, basically. That's the world we're coming into, so we need stations like republicbroadcasting.org. And we'll talk about more of this when I come back from this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix. As I say, we're doing a pledge drive for Republic Broadcasting tonight because, as I say, they're in need of some cash flowing through. And to understand, as I say, because most of these, understand there's a history to a lot of these stations that have come and gone over the years. And you find that, for instance, the advertisers are small family advertisers, companies basically. And you don't get the big corporations coming in and advertising their cars, for instance, or big products about television or the best computer. They don't do that because they don't like. See, big boys are really a big cabal, that to create massive money and massive profits by selling you all the junk that we buy. So they don't take on the small advertisers. And in fact, small advertisers, according to the big boys, the CFR and elsewhere, they'll be gone. Small companies will be gone. That is the agenda for the world. That's how it eventually will be. So in the meantime, they're kept afloat by the advertising revenues from the smaller companies, as I say, which are generally family-owned ones at that. And without them, they wouldn't exist. It's that simple. And people are very, very generous when it comes to themselves. They'll buy, you know, all the junk that comes out, the latest gizmo or gadget or the next bell and whistle they put on your phone, and they think nothing of it. Unfortunately, too, people have been spoiled for a while, too, because they expect you to just always be there on your radio. And they expect the station to always be there, too. And I have lived long enough to see stations just go silent the next day and everybody saying, what happened to them? Well, they couldn't get any support, financial support. Everybody was listening, but no one supported them. Same thing happens with individuals, too. They're just gone. So people will enjoy the stuff, and even your worst enemies will listen to you every night of the week, so they can criticize you. That's fine, they're listening. But people, to say, are shocked. They're suddenly shocked, like it's putting on a light switch, and suddenly the light doesn't come on anymore. You expect it to come on, but what happened to it? And that's always too late. It's always too late. So you got to keep the light switch going on, and keep that light shining, because as I say, there's too few alternative sources of the... And you don't understand, too, how much of an impact this has had worldwide, stations like this. Because lots of movements have sprung out of the information that comes across from these alternate sites like Republican Broadcasting. And across the world, that is, too. I mean, you can even give out information about countries that don't even get it printed in their own country. It's a favorite tactic of this global society and system. And so that tonight, as I say, that you should dip into your wallet and to return something back to the sources where you got it from, because, as I say, they have to live and eat too, and they have to buy equipment, and they've got staff to pay as well. And it really is up to you. But if you go in, as I say, you can either phone 1-800-724-2719 for Republic Broadcasting. And if you get in there too, for those who want to pay by PayPal, you can see the click button there for the pledge drive, and they'll take you to PayPal as well if you want to use that. But some people too, and I know this for a fact, they get this information burned on a disc to them, and they listen at home, and they're not on the computer. And you can always write to 2251, that's 2251, Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And again, it's up to you how you want to do it. Just put down at the top Republic Broadcasting, and it'll get to them. But you've got to start chipping in when things come down. Because as I say, one day you'll just phone up or click on, and you want to hear what's happening, and the silence there, it's gone. That's how it happens to be. I've listened to so many people, as I say, over the years, who have done pretty well for waking up a lot of people and just disappeared, just gone. And it turns out that's what happened. They couldn't get the financial support. And it's disgusting, really, when you think about it, because the information is put out by lots of people. It's priceless, really, when it comes down to saving people, at least getting them ready for what's coming down the pike. And as I say, too, for all the other people who write about it and other blogs, etc., that take the information and run with it, but they never give anything back. And that's a very sad state of affairs, because, as I say, turn on the switch one day and it's all gone. Happened. Too many people have gone that way in the past. And you can't let it happen, especially at this stage of the game, because we're going through the biggest changes we've ever seen in our entire lives. We're living through them right now. And the whole world's map has been drawn out for us. The financial system isn't just the financial system, it's a whole social system. It's a whole social Darwinistic Pavlovian training program they've got for the entire planet. Lifelong training, they call it. From cradle to grave, some countries have already introduced it in Europe, where you're monitored and prodded and rectified if you're just off kilter a bit with your views and opinions. You'll be going to the rehab center to get your opinions put straight. And I'm not kidding about this. There are articles that are all out there from the United Nations and other sites affiliated with them. That's the kind of world they want to bring in, a totalitarian system completely. And the last country on earth really has got a bit of freedom. I'd say countries, it's actually Canada and the States. Canada does it quietly, mind you, Fabian style, and not much is put out in the media, whereas the States, they'll suddenly give you an insight into where they're taking you. Remember, these are big, big countries. And the trouble with the U.S., of course, is there's so much media, mainstream, radio and television, that they think they're getting told everything they should be told. Technically, they are. That they're getting told everything that you should be told, according to those that decide how much you should know. So because you're massive media doesn't mean you're getting the truth, or even a fraction of the truth. And the only places you have got it in the past, as I say, are the smaller alternate sites that put out the kind of information that they'll go where angels fear to tread, believe you me. And you have to tread very carefully even when you're putting the stuff out. This is not a game. Now, unfortunately, and some media, conspiracy has become synonymous with entertainment. And when that happens, it's just a circus. And I understand why it works, though, because from the most ancient of times, people loved the storyteller. And the storyteller would tell them fantastic stories about gods that didn't exist, but they were wonderful. You'd picture them in your heads. And remember, they didn't have Hollywood then. And children especially would grow up wondering about these gods and giants and things like that, and flying dragons. And that's how they told stories in ancient times. Then they coupled it, too, with religion and often interfaced the two, especially in ancient religions. And even today, they're bringing in the same kind of stuff, the same techniques into conspiracy theories. And what you're putting out on these particular this Republic Broadcasting Network, for instance, is not theory at all. It's all from either mainstream or from the big boy sites themselves, like the Council on Foreign Relations. It's verifiable. This is not the circus. This is not play acting. This is fact, recorded fact. And when you start bringing in fantasy with it, of course, you've lost it. You've lost it completely. You've lost your critical thinking abilities, and you can't see the strategies of those who want to and have often invaded alternative media. But as I say, it's so sad to see people come and go. People who've woken other people up even a generation ago, even 20 years ago, just gone. Gone by the wayside after putting out years and years of research. And it's never to come back, just gone. And again, there's different people who will listen in to alternate media. As I say, one group are the ones who want entertainment as well. It's something that awes them, you see. And then there's the groups as well who want the straight stuff, because they want to invest and all the rest. But I don't go that way in investments, because I think the whole thing is such an incredible scam that you can't repair the Tower of Babel. That's my own opinion of it. And the money system is so rigged. It's always been rigged. Understand, your governments have for a long, 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 long time, have never been near to serve you. They've all been on board together with this world agenda, mainly from World War II onwards with the United Nations. And for those who want the information, go in to the Charter of the United Nations, go into all the people who signed on to it, all the presidents and prime ministers across the world, because they all had to give up sovereignty to join it. They all had to give up a lot of their own tax base and give it across the world through different United Nations programs. That's called redistribution of the wealth. That was a communist idea. Most people who joined the United Nations were all for the communist idea, to bring in a socialist world run by, you know, your betters, you understand, the masters who understood that they were somehow physically and genetically better, mentally better than you. This has been here for an awful long time, and lots of authors involved in this have written about it. And again, it's verifiable, all the different meetings, the world meetings, to do with the kind of system they're bringing. And eugenics is coming in big time again. It's already getting introduced in Australia, big time into the children, where they can go in and lobotomize them, literally, or sterilize them without parental consent. They're really leading the charge with the Fabian-style socialism. And for the first time, Australia has been whacked with all the free trade agreements that's been recently signed. And their jobs are flooding out of Australia, whereas in Canada they were flooding out in the 90s, same in the US, as your own leaders had signed agreements with the World Trade Organization to throw over to China. That's where they all are now. So you need Republic Broadcasting to carry on and give you information as it happens, even before it happens. Back with more after this.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now. Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hi, folks. Dan back, cutting through the matrix. I'm talking about the pledge drive for RBN and the problems that the smaller companies have. As I say, many people tune in because they want financial news, and that's okay. As I say, it's always remembering the market's rigged. It's always rigged. But there's others who listen too for many other reasons to get to just the other side of the story, the other side of the news. From understanding real news, understand what's coming up in the future, and hopefully you can prepare in other ways as well. So there's many different types will tune in just to get the lowdown, you might say, on what's really happening. And I'm talking about across the world. Across the world, I get emails every day from people in all countries asking how should they react, how should they go to try and save themselves. But listen, this is the global new world order. It's a new world order, you see. Everybody is to be brought down to the same basic standard of living, except the countries you're giving your cash to right now, as your leaders are, what you call your owners are. And, of course, they go much higher than you are. In fact, in China, China is like 1980s Canada, early 80s, late 70s. You can drive old bangers there. The cops are told to leave you alone. If the car's falling apart, just let them go because they're working people now, you see. They can smoke as much as they want, wherever they want, and the cigarettes are cheap. So is the booze and lots of other things to entertain the workers. That's what they do. This is a system we're living through. And there's phases of this system. And we had it, as I say, in Canada too and the States about the same time. And then they pulled it, you see, through the World Trade Organization. And they'd done it long before in Britain, without telling the British people why all these companies and factories were pulling up and going over abroad. They never even mentioned China at that time, but that's where they were going. Your leaders had plans where they were all going long, long before you heard of the free trade negotiations. It was already happening in other countries. But Australia is getting hammered now, and they're certainly catching on very quickly to the kind of system they're being brought into. So that many different types of people can be warned about what's happening and tune in to this type of radio station, because it covers all of that. It covers your markets. It covers the cost of living that's constantly going up, this inflation they're going into. We've even had the head of the Federal Reserve saying the plan for the next 10 years is constantly increasing inflation. That's what they plan. And that's why your food and everything else is skyrocketing now. And they've just started. Austerity means, of course, under this world austerity program, except for the up and emerging nations that we are financing to come up, austerity means poverty. And I said years ago on this station, on this very station, that it means that ultimately all the money that you used to have extra in your pocket at the end of the month and you would spend on something that you wanted will no longer go to that. It'll be on something that you really, really need, right down to carbon taxes. They're going to tax everything off of you. And your energy supplies are going to go up massively across the world. They're going up at the same time because we're living under a consortium that controls all of the energy of the planet. Cabals, if you like. That's the wonderful New World Order. We've got the same in education, etc., etc., etc. How to bring up the children. It'll be done by the state. They get their morality, the new morality, from the state. And they don't listen to the elders because they're taught not to listen to the elders in school. And then Hollywood and the rest of the boys gives them the rest of the culture. So, as I say, I don't see RBN as entertainment at all. And what we're dealing with is life and death, literally, and the death of cultures. You might even see the death of civilizations. We're living through it all now. That's really what it is. And no one has elected their own president for an awful, awful long time. A person who represents anything to do with your own constitutions or charters of rights or anything else. Now, it's interesting, too, to talk about giving money away. There's so much in the media about the big loans. Not loans, sorry, they're cash grants given to Israel every year. And it isn't just from the government. The government also gets it through foundations. They'll put it through a foundation that will then give it to Israel, one after another. Massive. And then what the Israelis doing with it, it says here, Israel is to begin investing its reserves in U.S. equities today. That's a circle. A big darn circle. And since the Bank of Israel will begin today a pilot program to invest a portion of its foreign currency reserves in U.S. equities. Investment which in the initial phase will amount to 2% of the 77 billion reserves, or about 1.5 billion, after 2% is, will be made through the UBS AG and the BlackRock Inc. Bank of Israel spokesman Yossi Sadon said in a telephone interview today. So, we're watching. No one asked the people. Have you ever seen anybody running for presidency or anything who asks the people, what do you want? Now, they always give you the speeches to what you want to hear, because they know what you want to hear. They say, look at the massive agencies that are looking at all of your email every day and watching everything that you're looking into, every site they check up. They've got your whole history on in real time they're doing it. A whole continent has been done. And real time at the same time. They got the pulse on the public. They know what you're thinking about. They know what you're chatting about. So it's not hard for the script writers, for presidents and prime ministers to come out and say, I feel your pain. Is it? But once they're in office, you know darn well, you all know this. All of you know this. They go off in some strange course to bomb the world. And not even for themselves. For big international corporations. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Sometimes you don't eat right, and your body doesn't function correctly. On a day-to-day basis, your body needs a lot more than you think. But to do that, it's almost impossible. What can you do? Daniel chapter 1's 1 Kings formula. Tested, tried, and true. And an obvious favorite among the many Daniel chapter 1's customers. Why? Because 1 Kings has dozens of vitamins, nutrients, good carbs, protein, everything you need all in a delicious mix. It comes in two delicious flavors, chocolate or vanilla, and they're instantly bioavailable. That means that as soon as you drink it, within a few minutes, those nutrients are working. For lack of a better term, 1 Kings is pre-digested, so it's instant. Mix in water or juice, and your body is using it immediately. Get 1 Kings. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Use promo code 100A for a discount. That's 100A.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting Zone Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix and talking about the pledge drive relief for RBN, which is underway just for today. And hopefully they'll bring in enough money to keep the ball rolling and keep the news coming out, the alternate news. And that's what you really need today is alternative news. We don't have enough of it. And you can scour the internet, sure, and there's thousands and thousands of bloggers. Then you find out that the government runs most of them. I mean, we really live in an amazing time. We have information overload, and you have to learn to be discerning about what you're reading or hearing. And again, at least with the radio talk shows, you can phone in or put your point across or whatever as to how you see the world. Where in the bloggers, you don't know who's sponsoring them, who's funding them, or whatever. Other countries have lots of bloggers in the U.S. There's a big article in The Guardian about that not long ago. And most of the information we get about the Arabian countries, they said it was all coming through a particular intelligence service that ran them and pretended that they were all from the Arabian countries. That was in The Guardian newspaper quite some time ago. I might pull it up again tonight and put it on cuttingthroughthematrix.com. So you have to be very, very, very careful of news of any form coming from whoever. Always check it out for yourself if you can. And talking again about the markets, they're so manipulated that I couldn't believe that where American Congress basically voted themselves the rights to get insider trading information for their own companies and corporations. It's just astonishing how bold and in-your-face everything is today. And at least in Britain, these old guys at the House of Lords have all the media in their pockets, so they can keep it awfully, awfully quiet. They've been at it for hundreds of years. But in the US, it's a bit different. It's supposed to be far more open. It's not open at all. I think even Obama's pulled the curtains on his so-called transparent government. And Germany, too, is a big player. It's amazing how we're tied together, isn't it, from financially in this global system. I mean, they were literally doing international bank deals, preparing for all this, and actually working it all long before you heard of the New World Order, under the guise of the World Trade Organization and various laws they were passing, tying all the banks together so they could borrow from each other, even the central banks as well. Now, with the massive crash that was planned to come down then, we bailed all these monsters out, their tax money. Thousands lost their homes and live in tent cities even yet today, or in forests in the States. So the banks lost nothing. In fact, they gained an awful, awful lot. Understand, the big corporations, all the military-industrial complex that you have in the U.S., for instance, and in most countries, it's Goldman Sachs that owns them. They own them. They are, according to themselves, America. They are America. Look to see all the big CEOs from corporations who go off with Obama on their big jumbo jet trips. And the same with the Canadian Prime Minister or the ones in for Britain as well. It's the big banking boys at the top, followed by all the CEOs of the military-industrial complex. But the complex are owned by the bankers. That's why you were told to bail them out. In Germany, it says German prosecutors launch 80 raids in insider probe. It says police in several European countries have raided more than 80 properties in a probe by German prosecutors into stock market manipulation. The Munich prosecutor's office said on Thursday, the office spokesman said the raids on Wednesday were into suspected cases of market manipulation, insider trading, and fraud. 53 sites in Germany were searched, 29 in other European countries, and 4 outside Europe. He declined to identify the people or any companies under suspicion, saying only a double-digit number of people were involved. The investigation is in this early stage, and analysis could take a while, the spokesman said, adding it could take years, and it will take years, as we try to follow the money trails and all the rest of it. These guys have been at it for centuries. That's why they created Switzerland, you know. It was created for this purpose. And the Cayman Islands and all the rest of it. This is an investigation in the early stage. It says that there were some similarities to 4 recent Munich court cases where people running stock market newsletters and tip sheets targeted at retail investors had been tried for market manipulation. 2 of the cases, of which also implicated members of a shareholder rights lobby group, have ended with confessions, suspended prison sentences, and fines. The remaining cases are still being tried. And I know, too, that the Bank of Switzerland came forward as well, voluntarily, so they wouldn't get charged. That was they made a deal, because all this cash is flowing into them from all this insider trading. Now, these insider traders are not little people at all. They're big boys themselves. They're the big boys. And, of course, that's how money goes. It goes round and round the same circles and into the special banks that have got set up. So, as I say, I don't personally put my faith in stock markets at all, and you can't do it because it's a complete fraud. It's been rigged from the very beginning. Apart from that, your cash shouldn't be running around the whole darn planet, neither should your pensions or anything else. Or anything else the government taxes from you, like Social Security or security for the elderly, whatever it happens to be, should not be put into this massive fraudulent casino. That's all it is, a big darn casino where everything, every game is rigged by guys who've done it for centuries. They can rig something so fast, you'll never figure it out. It'll take you years to figure out the scams they get up to. Years. Because you think in a linear fashion, and these guys don't. What kind of people are we dealing with, though? And I mentioned before about psychopaths, etc., and how that's the ones that, they are the ones that get to the top, the most obnoxious people you could ever meet. Sometimes, of course, when they want something from you, they can be your best pal. until you give it to them. Then they've forgotten about it and forgot all about you. They can charm you. They can charm whole nations. They rise to president's positions. You know what? The presidents and prime ministers are just front men. They'd always hire these little psychopaths to read the scripts. Why not just have a scriptwriter and put him on as a president and see who's really doing it, who's really putting the words in his mouth? He's a typical type of character who's a psychopath and who's power crazy, and I'm sure is used to people bowing and scraping at his feet. Just like Strauss-Kahn was too, you know, head of the big World Bank and so on, IMF. William Bryan Jennings, Morgan Stanley's bond underwriting chief in the U.S., was charged with a hate crime and the stabbing of a New York City cab driver who was of Middle Eastern descent over a fare. Now, I can imagine also this guy wouldn't like Middle Easterners, no doubt at all, looking at a company like that. Venice's Mohammed Amar said the banker attacked him December 22nd with a 2.5-inch blade and used racial slurs after a 40-minute ride from New York to the banker's $3.4 million Darien, Connecticut home. Jennings, who had attended a bank holiday party at a boutique hotel in Manhattan before hailing the cab, refused to pay the $204 fare upon arriving in his driveway. The driver said when Amar threatened to call the local police, Jennings said they wouldn't do anything to help because, see, he pays $10,000 in taxes, according to a report by the Darien Police Department. And that's how they think. I'm just too important. I can do what I want. Anyway, it says the banker called him, the driver, made swore at him, actually, you know, because he was originally born in Egypt. He's now American. And he says, I'm going to kill you. You should go back to your country, according to the report filed in the state court at Stanford. A fight ensued as they drove through Darien, and Jennings, 45, allegedly cut Amar, 44, the police said. Then the banker fled off for a quick holiday in Florida, phoned his lawyer, of course, and he's come back to face the music. But he'll get off with it because, says Pendleton, a spokesman for New York-based Morgan Stanley, said yesterday that Jennings, who is free on $9,500 bond, and set for March 9th court appearance, has been put on leave. So, but he will get off with it. You know, they'll cover his. It depends how important he is and what his prospects are for the company in the future. In other words, if he's raking more cash over shady deals, he'll be welcome. If he's getting on and getting over the hill, they'll just brush him off or throw him to the dogs. That's what they do. That's how it really works at these big corporations. Psychopaths at the top can get on awfully well together, but they've no problem chucking one out to the dogs at the bottom. That's what they say. We're the dogs, you see. The mob. The one that gets caught. And, of course, they want to keep their good name. But, so I don't have much faith in the characters who run the cash system. They're all crooks. They're all crooks, always have been crooks. And the history of central banking is just awash with incredible stories of people being assassinated over and over in different ones throughout history. It's to rule the world, you have to create a central banking system. And, of course, Carl Quigley talks about the Bank for International Settlements being created with underneath it the World Bank and the IMF. And he says once that's done, he says, basically, they can go completely global and bring in this new order of things, which they'd worked on, they said, for well over 100 years. And he should know, he was a historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, the group belonging to the British group, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, that planned this whole agenda in the first place. So you can't trust them at all. As I say, the Tower of Babel is held together with glue and scotch tape, and its foundations are rotten as well. Central banking always is in private hands. So anyway, for those who listen to RBN, as I say, you always get advice on cash. Everyone's terrified of suddenly being put into poverty. You're scared if your family's being penniless too. What happens to you? You've already had a great scare with people being put on the streets, losing everything. I talked to a woman not long ago, and there's people in a forest near her home, and the police go in every so often to clear them out. These are keep RBN on track, you have to basically help them out too. As I say, one day you put on the light switch and nobody's there, dead silence. That's what happens. I've seen it too many times in the past. And you've got to have different sources of alternative information. If you've only got one left, that's it. What is mainstream, what isn't? Now, so remember, too, the pledge number is 1-800-724-2719 or 800-724-2719. And you'll bring up the website there, republicbroadcasting.org as well. And you click on Pledge Drive, and you've got an option of different ways to pay. And there's certainly people out there with enough cash to do so. And maybe some people who've benefited from even listening to the programs, it has helped them amount that kind of cash. Maybe it's time to pay some of it back. Everyone is so used today of having the internet and having everything free. They think it's like the free flu shot. It's not free at all. Your taxes pay for all. But in this kind of operation here, nobody pays for it. If you don't, nobody else does. And that's it gone. So as I say, help out, and hopefully we can keep going at RBN for some time. As I say, for those two that wanted to send it in and mail it, you know, the old-fashioned way, which is probably the best way for a lot of people, I tell people, if you have something really personal to say, write it and post it to me, because, they can tamper with the post too, and they certainly have on occasions, but everything you send across the net is monitored. So remember, too, the address is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Road Drive, Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you can also use that method as well. And I know the tricks, too, that are done on, even when shortwave was on the go, because I was on a station there, and someone eventually went into what is one of the biggest shortwave stations worldwide that people use. Expensive to go on it too. And every time it went on, the volume went down to half of what it was. And someone did eventually go into the big place where they're broadcasting from and saw that their meters were in half, or down to half output. And dirty tricks happen all the time. The best thing about the internet so far, and the internet will be changed. I don't know if we've got a year, 2 years to go on the darn internet. We just don't know. We know the laws are coming fast and furious to do with censorship. And they will back it up by massive lawsuits, by the way, to make sure everyone gets the message. Well, I don't want that happening to me. You see, that's how simple that is. And they're pulling sites down across the whole planet. Have been for quite some time. So, as I say, unless you keep these particular types of stations going, that there's no alternative means left to you, unless you go back on the shortwave and hope for the best. And I don't discount that either, because shortwave did cover the world, and they can certainly jam it. Sometimes they used to jam the shortwave, the government would, and you would hear it coming in, a high-pitched whine would come over until you couldn't stand it anymore. It would just give you a headache. But most of the time, it was fairly clear, and you can always listen. People should have a shortwave radio, by the way, that you can get them pretty cheap now, and put them in a drawer for when things go down. And one day they will go down, because the boys at the top are not messing around. They're really not. They're all heavy-handed now. Glove is off. But we certainly don't want RBN joining the vast trail of people in the past who were trying to wake up Americans, Canadians, and people across the whole planet before. And they really did. Some people dedicated their lives to this kind of stuff. And it's not easy. It's not a matter of just coming on 1 hour per day at all. It's a full-time job. And that's a seven-day-a-week job, because on weekends you have to repair all the damages done in your computers. You have to keep up with the news. You have to go into alternative sites again and the mainstream sites of the companies that are all involved in the stories. You have to go into the big think tanks that give marching orders to the government. All these independent private think tanks the governments all run on today, and get all that stuff ready, because you can't catch up on a Monday. Can't do it. So to say, you know what to do, you can always phone 800-724-2719, and hopefully we can get the cash pot up again to where it should be. Back with more after this.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix, and we'll take Daniel from the UK, if he's listening in there.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can, yeah.
What do you think about this Lord Blackheath business? Does not seem a bit strange, because I thought if you were a lord, you were part of this system. Why would he be blowing the whistle on all his mates in big business?
Difficult to say. We'll never get to the bottom of it. He certainly came out in the Hansard meetings, that's the British Parliament's Lords meetings, and they publicise that and show it. I think they're untouchable at that level, of whatever they say. And I think maybe that whole phase of his life was over, where he was, and this is the guy who worked for the City in London, you know, the City, they called it, the big banking institutions for the government, and he was put in there to divert millions and maybe billions of dollars in so-called terrorist money, drug money, and so on, and into other areas, supposedly, and it probably went to the British Crown coffers. But anyway, he certainly has come up with some amazing stuff recently to do with the cons that are going on. But the mainstream isn't giving him much press at all, you'll notice.
You think he's genuine? I mean, this is what I can't understand, because I thought, you know, if he was part of the system and a lord and all this, you know, I'm just a bit surprised that he's blowing the whistle, because you'd have thought he was all in on it as well, being a lord and everything.
I think it's so corrupt today that everyone at that level, even to get up to be a lord, meant that you were already involved in a lot of corrupt stuff, by the way. You don't just get made a lord. And these are, most of them, the House of Lords, are not hereditary lords. They're staff, they get knighted or given the title because they're big merchants or they work in big banks and things like that. That's how they get their titles now. So they're pretty corrupt to start with. And I think when he's mentioning what he's been involved with, I think the rest of them just sit there and yawn, because they probably know the story. They've been involved in the stuff themselves. And see, the British public are so apathetic, I don't think they care anymore. Everyone is so apathetic with the whole system. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, why do you think they actually brought it out in the first place? Why do you think he actually brought it to everyone's attention?
I think someone actually caught it, probably when everybody else was snoring away, and just videotaped it and put it up there, because maybe it's time that the public... See, there's two ways to bring a person into even deeper apathy. One is to produce the apathy that Lord Bertrand Russell said was the technique they would use at this particular phase in society, create apathy so no one would stand up and do anything about the corruption, which they themselves would bring in at the top. And the second part is to create more apathy by even exposing the technique. It makes you feel powerless that these guys can have the power to do it and then tell you to your face and get away with it. It makes you even more apathetic.
And well, I see what you mean.
They call it revelation of the method. That's what they call revelation of the method after they've done something like that.
Yeah, actually, that's similar to maybe the way they keep mentioning paedophile, 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 terrorist, terrorist, terrorist. Because when I was a kid, when they mentioned paedophile, it was shocking because you never heard it. But now you hear it so much that I've realised that when they keep repeating something, whether it's good or bad, you just become desensitised, don't you?
You do. You tune out eventually. You simply tune out, like it's overboard with it, and you tune out, and they go ahead with the next phase of what they now want to call intergenerational sex, you know.
Mm.
They want to give it a nice name over a rather filthy thing, but that's what they always do. Definitely the pervs and the psychopaths run the world, and it's got to be stopped. It's got to be stopped.
But thanks, Alan.
Yeah. Now, remember, folks, phone in to RBN 800-724-2719 for your pledge drive. Or, as I say, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org on computer, click on pledge drive, and take your pick of how you want to do it. From Hamish and myself from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God or your God's soul with you.
Next round of